Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, imemc.org, for Tuesday, July the 8th, 2008. Two Palestinians killed in Gaza while the Palestinian Attorney General in the West Bank escapes an assassination attempt. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian sources reported on Tuesday morning that two civilians were killed and two others were wounded in an unknown explosion in southern Gaza Strip. Dr. Muawiyah Hassanein of the Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza reported that the source and cause of the explosion are still unknown. He identified the two killed as Muhammad al-Maghadi and Wael Saliha. He added that one of the two injured residents is in a critical condition. Local sources said that the explosion took place at the ruins of an Israeli evacuated settlement. In the West Bank, official Palestinian police sources in Ramallah city reported that Ahmed al-Mughanni, the Palestinian Attorney General, survived an assassination attempt on Tuesday morning. Police reports indicated that the Attorney General's car exploded while parked near his home in Ramallah city. Damage occurred, but no injuries were reported. During Tuesday's pre-dawn attacks targeting several areas in the occupied West Bank, Israeli troops kidnapped 9 civilians, Palestinian and Israeli sources reported. Israeli media reported that the Israeli army kidnapped those 9 civilians while conducting a search campaign in Nahalin and Beit Fajjar villages near Bethlehem, Abu Dis town north of Jerusalem, and in Halhul village near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. The sources added all kidnapped residents were taken to detention camps for investigation. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rula Shahwan and Ghassan Bannoura. سبب يمكن لا مرجان.